Thanks, yet again, for all you have done to help your community. Money continues to arrive for the Times Colonist Christmas Fund, which helps make the season a bit brighter for those in need. We had a rush of online donations on Saturday, and another rush on Sunday. Christmas Day and Boxing Day were slower, as many of us had other things to do, but we expect things to pick up for the rest of the year. The total raised in this campaign stood at $911,346.53 on Tuesday evening. That is almost $200,000 more than we raised by the same date last year. Our $1 million goal is within sight. The next few days will be busy ones for registered Canadian charities, because most donations made by December 31st will result in a tax receipt that can be used on 2023 tax returns. This would be a good time to consider which charities have earned your support. I donate to several, although the Times Colonist Christmas Fund Society, the nonprofit registered charity that runs the Times Colonist Christmas Fund, is the one closest to my heart. As one of the fund's directors, I can see the tremendous difference it makes. I do everything I can to ensure that we give as much money as possible back to the community, which is a gentle way of saying that the newspaper covers most of the costs of running the fund. This year we have given $1 million to about 60 organizations, with one-third of that going to ones that were identified with the help of the local chapter of the Sovereign Order of St. John. Members of the chapter identified the most efficient ways to put the money to work. But again, our Christmas fund is not the only charity that deserves your help. I suspect that money donors to the TC fund also donate to other causes. Over the next few days, consider which ones share your interests. Check the reports of charitable organizations on the CRA website to get a better sense of how your money would be used. Decide how you can best make a difference. Just keep in mind that timing matters. A donation made by Sunday could result in the government picking up part of the tab, thanks to that receipt, when you file your tax return in the spring. Our Christmas campaign starts on November 12, the day after Remembrance Day, every year, and officially wraps up on the last day of the year. A few checks always arrive after January 1, so we don't publish the final count until it appears that everything is in. In the meantime, watch for the next list of donors in our Thursday edition. How to donate to the Christmas Fund? To donate, go online to tccristmasfund.com. That page is linked to Canada Helps, which is open 24 hours a day and provides an immediate tax receipt. You could also call 250-995-4438 from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. today, Thursday or Friday and donate using a credit card. Outside of those hours, you can leave a message and we will get back to you. Want to send a check? Please mail it to the Times Colonist Christmas Fund, 201-655 Tyee Road, Victoria, BCV 9A6X5.